am I?
Trust yourself.
Detroit Oak.
And why am I here?
That I like.
So, you are?
Detroit Oak.
Got it. Got it.
Okay.
First of all, let's start with basics. I'm Steve Delahanty. This is Music Category. Music Category, we're evaluating your songs and arrangements as you perform them. Suitability to be sung in a barbershop contest and your musicianship and bringing them to life. Where did you finish?
Fifth.
Was that good?
No, not good enough. Something went wrong.
No, something didn't go better.
Okay. Or is it possible that the other choruses perform better than they usually do?
Yeah, well, no. We kind of all hung together right about the same level.
Yeah, I see that. A score is here, 65, 68, 65, 69 in the second song. And they're somewhat consistent with the other categories. So we're right across the board. Nobody's saying, well, you blew it.
That's your fault.
No, we got it. Okay, I'll forget you. Yeah, 65, 68. I'm just going to give you a quick rundown of what's on the sheet, and then we'll say. This chorus is very interesting in a way that you have a beautiful, beautiful choral sound that's hard to, find at the sound. But there's wide tones in the section which cause consonant issues. And so we're out of tune. Nice choral sound, but consonant intonation is not where it should be. And that's because we sing these lovely sounds, but we sing this kind of tone instead of right there. So, you're gonna, this sounds like the singing category, but it affects the music category because in the area of consonants, that's one of the very important aspects of beautiful music, is singing in tune, making the chords lovely. And we went a little flat on the word refrain, and on never again, is that a word that's in
there?
Yeah. And dream better than, or something like that towards the end, a little out of tune. And the final comment is, I don't forget you, tell me where this song goes.
Story-wise?
Yeah.
She's
musically-wise, too.
She's leaving.
Okay.
We've resigned herself to that and all the the requirements we put on her, us not forgetting her, are never going to happen, but we're always hoping that it will.
So musically, what happens that conveys that?
There's some romantic peaks, there's...
Okay, we're going to sing it, so I'm going to find them.
Okay.
The final comment, it just didn't take us on a journey that needs to do that. So I'm going to do the second one real quick. Lighten up on I Make Them Laugh, just needs a lighter touch. To do rage, ray, I don't know what the word is.
Rage.
Yeah. So just under the pitch. Bass melody was okay, then it was low, so it went out of the comfortable range, and then the tag was down in pitch, and we had sync errors, and the bass as well. So, needs a lighter touch and more fun on the second song. Can we sing the first song?
Yep.
See where?
The whole song, or?
Why not?
You want to get to the end? We have a logical place we can start with the chorus, if you want to. Just go into it.
Let's start at the beginning of the chorus.
First verse.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll see why I get this impression. By the way, I'm Steve.
I'm Steve,
I gotcha.
You, I think, were here in the spring?
I don't think I was, but
okay.
I need a window.
Okay, here we go. I'll forget you.
No.
This is from the beginning of the chorus, not
right
yet.
First chorus.
chorus tile.
See, forget you.
Just real quick, that's what's causing this wide tone business that I'm talking about. So you have to be right there.
I'll forget.
Hold aisle.
Somebody's down there. That's not the note.
Here we go. Try it once more. Here we go.
I'm still getting another note.
Yeah.
Without the rain.
if you look at the arrangement, we go up into this unison that's big. We must have had whoever arranged it something in mind there besides, you know. So we need to take advantage of that every time something like that is given to us by the arranger. So let's go on from there.
I think this was a parody, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like blue.
Yeah, so it was a deer.
Anyway, okay. Silver. Silver, yeah. The second chorus.
Still, yeah.
Okay. I'll forget you when on the silver of the moonlight fades forever, never to bring love's dream again. Never again when heaven's gladness has turned to sadness. I'll try to forget about you in vain, but you will always live in all my dreams, in all my dreams.
Well, this has been modified a little bit by Carl Dawkins.
Okay.
So you can blame it on Carl if you want.
I will. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Silver of the Moonlight.
I'll forget you when all the silver of the moonlight fades forever.
Fades forever seems to me to require fades forever. Soft. Forever. And build it from there. Take that as the point from which it fills. Yeah, try that. See what happens. Yep.
I forget you. Follow me.
I'll forget you when all the silver of the moonlight fades forever. Never to bring love's dream again.
I'll try to forget about you in vain. Actually, a little more volume on it wouldn't hurt. Then you have to find your next note.
But
do it again.
From
I'll try to forget.
Thank you so much, guys.